Welcome to Spotlight's Listener Mail Program. I'm Liz Waid.
And I'm Joshua Leo. Spotlight uses a special English method of broadcasting. It is easier for people to understand, no matter where in the world they live.
In today's Listener Mail program, we tell a story about Spotlight. We look at the question of who wrote that book, a man or a woman. We think about the results of cheating. We look at ways to stop a child's screaming. And we use a powerful word of the day. Keep listening.
We begin today's program with a story about Spotlight. Rena Dam tells this story.
In November 2011, the Spotlight team met in Quito, Ecuador. Every year, the Spotlight team meets to discuss ways to make our program better. We also get the chance to meet Spotlight listeners. During these meetings, we also hear many great stories about how people use Spotlight. In Ecuador, we heard one way a teacher used Spotlight in her classroom. Norma is an English teacher in a university in Quito. She uses Spotlight in her English class. Her students can earn extra class credit when they listen to Spotlight and answer questions about the program. Some years ago, Carlos was one of Norma's students. He learned about Spotlight in Norma's class. He liked Spotlight so much, he told his friends at the university about it. They began to listen to Spotlight too. When the Spotlight team went to Quito, we met Norma and Carlos. They were surprised to see each other at a Spotlight event. But we were happy to see how Spotlight had influenced their lives and how they had told so many people about our program. Thank you again to Norma and Carlos.
You can tell us how you heard about Spotlight. Leave a comment on the script page of this program, or post your comment on our Facebook page. Let us know how the program has influenced your life.
Now we hear comments from you. Our first comments come from the program Pen Names. Man or woman. In that program, we told about famous women writers. However, these women used pen names, or false names. They used these false names so people would not know if the writer was a man or a woman. Often, book publishers believed that people would not buy books by women. So the publishers encouraged women to use different names. Tori thought the writer's name should not matter when selling books. She wrote,
"At the time, I think selling more books or stories does not depend on the writer's sex. If the subject of the book is interesting, readers will welcome it. It is not important when the writer is female. So I think the publishers should consider printing a book written by a woman.
Jose also thought women writers should not have to change their names. He added,
When I want to read a book, I like to search for information about the writer of the book. I want to read the book no matter if it is a man or a woman.
Thank you both for your comments. It is sad that in the past, publishers have thought people did not want to read books written by women. People now understand that men and women can both have good ideas, and they can both be good writers.
Our next comments come from our program called Temper Tantrums, Helping Angry Babies. Have you ever heard this sound? You have probably heard this sound from a child around you, or maybe even from your own child. In that program, we told about research on toddler temper tantrums like this one. Some of our listeners were very thankful for the information and advice in this program. Humble71 said,
I think it is very important for new parents to know these suggestions. That is because toddlers can explode with a tantrum very suddenly. Many times in the crowded cities, parents are not calm. Then, when their toddler begins throwing a tantrum, the parents do not know what to do. It is good to know that it is better to be calm and to say nothing until the tantrum has finished. Then, after the tantrum is done, to give a warm hug to the toddler.
Ken Hailoilam also had some thoughts about this program.
We care for, teach, correct, and defend children. Children have difficult times. They need love to get past these difficult times. When we care for children, we learn about children and ourselves, the difficulties and the good things. We also have a chance to make ourselves better.
Thanks for your thoughts. It is true that helping children through their difficult times can also help us understand our own difficult times. Adults dealing with a child's tantrum must be very patient and show a lot of love. Thank you, Humble71 and Ken Hailoilam, for your great thoughts on this program.
In this week's Listener Mail program, we also want to point out another way Spotlight listeners can take part in our programs. Have you heard our word of the day? Every day during the week, we have a special audio program. It is the word of the day. We put this program on our Facebook page. The word of the day comes from that day's program. You can listen to the word of the day program to learn about that word. Then you can use the word in a sentence. This is a great way to practice your English. Recently, one of our words was the word power. Here are some of the sentences people wrote.
If I could have any power, I would like to fly.
The power of the written word is an amazing thing.
The power to learn is in your hands.
Where can I find the power to encourage myself?
I am an electrical engineer. In my profession, we study the behavior of the active and reactive power in several components and in the electrical power system.
These sentences were from Todd, John, Carlitos, Sardar, and Victor. If you would like to practice your English and write a sentence for the word of the day, just visit our Facebook page. To find our page, just search for Spotlight Radio.
Do you have a comment you would like to share with other Spotlight listeners? You can join in the discussions on our discussion board, or you can post on our Facebook page. There, write your sentence for the word of the day, or read fun facts about our country of the week. Or, as always, you can write a comment on the script page of any program. We would love to hear what you have to say.
The writer and producer of this program was Liz Waid. The voices you heard were from the United States and the United Kingdom. All quotes were adapted for this program and voiced by Spotlight. You can hear this program again and read it on the internet at www.radioenglish.net. This program is called Listener Mail 125.
We hope you can join us again for the next Spotlight program. Goodbye.